Okay, beer me.
It's Beer 30 with Brad and Ben of Sports Meets Beer. This is the Danny Wright Show.
97.7, The River.
We got Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer ready to roll with another beer. This one from Moonlight Brewing in Santa Rosa. This is their Twilight Drift West Coast Pilsner. It's a 5.3% ABV. Ready to drink this one. I'm here.
I'm always ready to drink and prepare for the Pro Bowl. Well, let's jump into this and go through our AATMF. If you've heard that before, I'm sorry, I'll repeat myself, but that is appearance, aroma, taste, mouthfeel, and finish. This is, you know, those are five solid talking points. You can really go through each beer. Wine, you can do a lot of things. Peanut butter, doesn't matter. So Moonlight Brewing Company, if you haven't had their beers before, I know you've seen their beers before. If you've lived in Sonoma County for any amount of time, Death and Taxes was on the shelves before Pliny the Elder was. So put that into perspective. They've been doing beer for a long time. Brian over there is a madman, crazy man, and he's so passionate about what he does. And he's been, Brad and I can remember, he is completely tore me apart during one of our beer festival appearances back during the podcast peak days. But I don't hold that against him.
That's right. So, I forgot.
Yeah. I mean, he laid into me because I think it's because I literally made one mistake about a hop. Like I said something differently about a hop, and he did not have that. So whatever. Then that makes, I'm not going to hold that against him.
That makes me think 1,000% he doesn't listen to this.
So pouring this into my beer clean glass, you know, this is a really, really light beer. I mean, it's a Pilsner, right? So I'm not expecting a ton of deep, dark color. This is straw-like in color, and the head on it is very off-white. This is pretty standard, you know, for a Pilsner style of beer, right? So
it's a little less filtered. Like, just looking at it, it's a little cloudier than I think I expected it to be.
Yeah.
There is a little bit of slight haze to it, and I think that's probably speaks more to the that's to a small batch brand versus something larger that goes through filtration a little bit differently. Very malty, right? That's the thing with this Pilsner. Pilsners are not going to get a ton of hops. This is a malt forward product. And because it's Moonlight, it's even like maltier than regular malty beers. They have a heavy hand when it comes to that process they have in a lot of their beers, even some of their IPAs at the brewery, because I've been to the brewery, believe it or not. And so this is definitely malt forward, very bready. First taste, it is still carries over that malt flavor, but you do get this nice essence. I don't want to say it's fruit, but it's definitely a sweetness that comes out of it. And it's like almost like a sweet bread.
I was going to say, I get some citrusiness.
It has all the flavorings that I'm looking for out of a Pilsner, but there is just that little extra that you wouldn't get from you know, say a Euro style Pilsner, or even just a US domestic Pilsner that's made by a macro brewery.
Well, they definitely go out of their way on the packaging here to point out that it's a West Coast Pilsner, and that it's sort of the West Coast twist on a traditional Pilsner. And I definitely get that in the nose. There is, like, all the hops that are involved in this. Like, it doesn't necessarily smell hoppy to me. Like, it's not like, you know, that sort of IPA or even pale ale, pine, citrus, like this kind of, but there is some of that sweetness that you guys are kind of referencing, even in the nose. I was surprised. And then, yeah, a lot of what you guys are describing is exactly right to me. It's just, there's a little breadiness to it. To me, it feels, as Pilsners go, it feels a little bit more viscous than I would like normally expect. Even, you know, especially like a 5.3, there is like a little bit of a richer mouthfeel to it, which I don't find off putting. I actually kind of like it. If I were to reach for a Pilsner, and this isn't what I would reach for if I wanted a Pilsner, I think this beer is good. Right. And so often when we do this show, we talk about how this beer is doing what it set out to do, and that makes it a good thing. And I think that can be made the case here. But if I were looking for, you know, a Pilsners, think your Trumers, your Pilsner Urquells, like, you know, your STSs, you know, that kind of thing. If I was looking for that, this isn't it. So I want to be very clear about that for people who like are looking, you know, to get into lighter beers. You know, this upcoming Super Bowl is going to make people want to drink heavily. You're going to need beers readily available for mass consumption. You got to be aware of what you're getting into. You know, this isn't that. That doesn't mean it's not good. I like it. I really do. I do like it. I it's just not what I ultimately expected. So it took me a few more sips to decide what it was I was doing.
The West Coast name on it, delivering what you're saying, right? It's kind of like a, hey, this is a little bit of a harder Pilsner.
Well, I will say this is something that, you know, as I'm going through to my second and third sips, I'm definitely getting like a little bit of Mosaic at the end of this. So it does resonate and kind of hit that West Coast vibe.
Yeah, cool departure from their Czech style Pilsner. You know what I mean? Like, it's a good beer.
All right, so Moonlight Brewing in Santa Rosa, Twilight Drift, West Coast Pilsner, thumbs up across the board with a little caveat of it may not be what you expect, but you might really enjoy it.
Correct.
All right, you can check out this Beer 30 and all the others, 977theriver.com and on the River app. Check out Sports Meets Beer and enjoy the Pro Bowl.
I will. I intend on it.
Wah, wah, wah.